I know you can't really help who you are attracted to or who you fall in love with. What if that person is your bestie's sibling? Does that make it a difference? Let's get to group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, call me David.
Hi, David.
I need some honest advice here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've always been attracted to my friend's sister.
Okay.
She's a little older than me, but otherwise, we're both single, no mm-hmm. kids, nothing mm-hmm. complicated there. I've known the family for years,
mm-hmm.
so I honestly know her way better than I would some random girl I met out in the wild. I even know all the embarrassing stuff about her friends or family and somehow even her weird snack habits. And lately, I've felt some flirty vibes coming from her, so I think she's interested too, but I still have some fears.
Mm.
Is dating a friend's sibling off limits? I get that it could be awkward. If things go south, I risk losing not just her, but my friend and maybe even the whole family.
Oh, gosh.
So what do you guys think? Is this a hard no or can it work?
I mean, that's a very end game way to think about that.
It is. And we also, I mean, flirty vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, that's what we're going off of, that she might be of the same mindset.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you always run the risk of, hey, she's just being polite and you're reading it wrong. But
or she just knows you really well. She looks at you as another brother.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is there a way you can drop those sort of hints that you'd like something more without it
going full-fledged?
Right.
Full send with the feelings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That could preserve the relationship if you don't get it back.
Well, and then do we ask his buddy, her brother, first? Feel it out that way without going at her.
I don't know if that's always the best idea.
Well, but then we also need to find out if he's cool with it.
Do we, though?
Maybe. I feel like it's a respect thing. If you've been friends with this dude for a long time and you don't tell him,
I mean, but
you've got the hots for his sister.
I mean, but you know the family, and if David is that in with the family, I think it's fine.
They would
right?
probably approve.
Yeah.
But yes, but I feel like still a heads up before we go full fledged asking her out, right?
Hey, so remember when I told you I had a date this weekend?
It's your sister.
It's your sister.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. I mean,
has anyone done this before? Like, what's the proper etiquette?
Yeah.
What's the protocol? Do we talk to the friend, the family first? Just maybe
I remember, gauge interest?
Do you think she'd say yes if I asked her out?
I remember back in the day when I first started dating my wife and kind of bringing her around my house and my mom's house and things like that. My younger sister would always have friends over, and they did not like her.
Oh, really?
They did not. The friends didn't like her.
Why? Were they jealous?
What do you mean, why? Yes, of course they were jealous, Kelly.
She's so pretty. She's probably mean.
No. Yeah, I mean, they were like, and yeah, I remember one time, Elizabeth had some stomach cramps, and so she had one of those hot water, like, bottles, like, things. She was kind of holding that, and she had overalls on, and I remember there was the rumor, they're like, oh, she's pregnant.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, they were going around. I mean, and it was
bunch of petty betties.
It was a lot of little cattiness, but yeah, so, I guess, from a sibling standpoint, I guess, you know, that happens, that sort of thing. Like if you've got a friend and their sibling is around and you see them and you've seen them for a long time, can be natural to have feelings for that person, right?
Right. But I guess the question is, how do you go about taking that step
mm-hmm.
and possibly seeing if she'd be open to going out with you? Do we broach our friend first about it? Do we just full send, just ask her out? what do we do here? All right, so Melanie has some insight on this.
All right, cool. So we'll
get walk this path.
We'll get some of those, and then if you always want to send us a voice note, that'd be super easy to do. 502-795-1997. Tell us your story and how you were able to do it and what happened. So, do you date your best friend's sister? It's 99.7 DJX. That's kind of the question that we're all discussing here with group therapy and David's situation.
Yeah, he's known the family for a long time.
That's
and
right.
Thinks that he's getting some flirty vibes from her too. So how do we go about this? What's the etiquette? What's the protocol? Do we talk to our buddy first? See if he's cool with it.
Yeah.
And if he thinks his sister would be down with it.
Right.
What the hell any Melanie says and why I talked to my friend's sibling on and off for years. Clearly didn't work out, but that's because he never wanted to do anything or come up in his life. He also wanted to live with his mommy. My friend at the time didn't care if me and him talked. She teased a lot, but as long as we were happy, she didn't care. So follow your heart, and we're still friends.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so he was worried that he would lose the friendship,
right,
and you know, connection with the whole family if it goes south.
Tony the Welder sent us a voice note.
I'd go ahead and ask the sister out, see what she says, and then just tell the brother after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
If she says yes, then you can be like, well, she said yes. And if she says no, you can be like, well, she said no. So, oh, well. Friends will probably laugh about it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Anthony rolls in and was like, hey, a long time ago when I was 17, my high school best friend had a sister. She was a year younger than us. There was a time when we thought about dating, but it just never worked out timing wise. I did check with him first to make sure he was okay with it. I would not have wanted to ask her out without telling him, because he probably would have gotten mad. And I didn't.
Okay, that would have felt like a sucker punch. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me? You had the hots for my sister and you didn't tell me?
And you didn't tell me?
Yeah, that's what I feel like would be the reaction if you don't maybe talk to your buddy first.
All right, so, you know, give him a heads up. You know, and if the family's that cool with you that you say, then I think they'll be happy.
They should approve.
Yeah, I would
say think that's probably best case scenario. One of the best case scenarios.
Right, right, exactly. They already know you. They know, like, what you're all about. They don't have to try to get to know you. You know, give your friend a heads up and say, hey, this is kind of awkward, but what would you think about me and her going out?
Listen, we're grown-ups.
We're all grown-ups.
Your little sister is now a woman. And she's hot.
Your little sister is grown up. She's all grown up now.
Christian agrees. I think you should have a talk with your friend first.
All right. So there you go. Good luck.
Make a move.
Good luck, David. Good luck. Keep us posted.
We're all invested, though.
Yeah. That's group therapy.